RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Father's Day weekend. Just after 7 o'clock, 7:01 to be exact, here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is our weekly golf show, Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs where we are today, Fox Valley, Briarwood, and Tantara here today in North Tonawanda / Pendleton. I see people to say both locations. I don't know.
I think Pendleton's live on the other side of Campbell Road. I don't think this is Pendleton.
So this is North Tonawanda, I believe. Officially.
I believe.
Is it too early to have a couple Mick Ultras? I'm asking for
it's
a
Father's Day weekend. Father's Day weekend.
I got to take this
stretch
this coat
on.
Off here.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, you've got the Puma Tee to Green cover up, limited edition, by the way.
Yeah.
which they're great. I mean, but it's Brian. It's like 75
yeah,
degrees
I should
out,
take
man.
That off. I should
yeah.
take it off.
Yeah,
here.
You know, all right, take a layer off here. You're gonna start making gravy here too early in the morning.
Well, we're not used to summer being here.
That's true.
Our reflex is to throw a quarter
every
sip on every day.
Time yeah. we leave for the show at 5 something in the morning on our Saturdays here, I always have that on. But I did look to put shorts on. So yes, I'll make that adjustment. Anyway, we got a jam-packed show, and we're excited because we have 2 hours this week. We're with you from 7 to 9. And a lot of U.S. Open talk throughout, and we're looking forward to doing that. It's been a very interesting tournament so far. We'll run you through everything that you need to know, what has happened so far in the first 2 days, what we expect to happen on the weekend. And, of course, we have other great things lined up. 3 guests today. First, at about 7:45, Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome going to join us to talk a little bit about what they do and also, just making sure that you're getting your clubs properly fitted, and do you have the right shaft for your driver and for your iron? So we'll talk about that at 7:45. At 8:15, Steve Beattie from Custom Turf, great local company that doing great work across Western New York and putting in some maybe dream putting greens in your man cave, in your basement, or in your backyard, and all other stuff that they do too, whether it may be for your son's playground or for your pet. He can tell you all about that. Steve Beatty from Custom Turf at 8:15. And then Kevin Sandwich from the LECOM.
Yeah, LECOM Health Challenge, which is coming up
the
first week of July.
The web.com tour. Peak.
I said July. first week of July.
That's 8:30.
That's at 8:30, yeah. So looking forward to hearing that. Some of the players that will be coming this year. You know, they had a four-man playoff last year. Three of those players on the PGA Tour this year. Rick Lamb, who was the winner, CT Pan, and Dom Bazzelli, who secured his card for next year with a top 10 last year. Excuse me, last week at Memphis, yeah, from Rochester. So
we've had him on the show.
And we had him on the show.
He's got a little show karma, Dominic. Yeah.
He does.
It was a show karma.
It was. Right. Remember, we had him on, and then he played great down at Pekin Peak. And that course, Kev, you were there this week just kind of doing some work and checking it out. It's a nice track for a web.com event and something that people in Western New York should be excited about.
Well, it's a nice track,
too. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, even if they're not playing golf, that's a great place to walk around. It's beautiful down there.
Well, we went through it. There was, perhaps some of you saw it, Thursday night on Channel 2. We were in prime time, a preview show for the LECOM Health Challenge, and Dwayne Randall took us through the golf course and some of the holes and you know the pro tees were and some of the changes they're going to make this year to the golf course.
And he played in the event.
He played in the event. He's actually playing this week out in Oregon.
Yes, he is in the Club Professionals National Championship. He's an excellent player. I mean, everybody knows Dwayne's a great player.
Yeah.
So he seems to represent Western New York almost every year in that event.
Great player, great guy, and a great facility down there. We're at a nice facility here today, too, Tantera.
Yeah, we're at Tantera, and people are already off and playing. It is golf weather already here. As we said, it's in the 70s already. And, Jeff, this is, what do you think the ball travels well in weather like this?
Well, it's a little humid for the ball to travel too well. I think it might be a little bit sticky out there today. But, you know, finally we're getting some weather where you can go out and nice long days and you can play your golf and
it's
the grass
awesome,
is growing.
Yep. To play this early, too. Like, if there's people that like to play early, which clearly there are here because we've seen people going off ever since we've showed up, this is a great time of the year to do it because you've got the daylight.
Yep.
And even out there, not seeing
you get off now, you're done by 11.
You can, right.
You can get your whole day.
Yeah.
The guys who don't like it at the superintendent, so they got to get out even earlier, right? Because they got to get ahead of the golfers.
Ah, but
there.
They're done early today, too. So, yeah.
Well, you know, it's nice, too, now that our weather is more stable, I'll say, although I know tomorrow afternoon is not going to be great.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, you're welcome with that jinx here. But, you know, now we're finally like a good banquet. We get some roll on the fairways here. There wasn't any roll early on. It was just and plugging. So now at least you get some release. And
you know who likes to talk about roll? Older golfers like you and I. Yeah, so the young kids, I never hear them say, I'm glad I got all that roll today. Yeah. So, but it is nice to get the weather going. It is nice to get golf in full swing. It finally feels like we're here. We're ready to play golf. And what really makes it feel great is the U.S. Open is finally here. And it's one of my favorite things. So I don't watch a ton of PGA Tour on Thursday and Friday, but the U.S. Open, you're definitely watching that Erin Hills. Pretty interesting story out there. That's a good golf course, great visuals. You know, I think the USGA did a nice job with that. Now, if you want to talk about how Fox is broadcasting it and some of the color announcements they have, it's a little different. But they're doing some nice things, and it's fun to watch. And we got to give it up to Brian a little bit during our picks last week.
Right.
Most of us did not do so well losing guys like Jon Rahm and Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, I tweeted my pick of DJ.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Not you, Brian. Prescient, I think is the word.
Yeah, it was.
Brag, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I took Brooks Koepka, which I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to find somebody off the radar in terms of the top, 10, 12, 15 in the world. And I feel like he's been playing well as of late, and I know he hits it far, and I figured Erin Hills is such a long course. But, I'll.
He won't win, but.
I'll at least brag for the next 2 hours.
No, he's playing well. But
he is playing well.
I think he's got a chance to win.
I'd be stunned. I'm just saying from covering him on the course and seeing demeanor and stuff, I don't know that.
You think between the ears he doesn't have it right yet, at this moment?
Yeah, I don't
think
he thinks his way around the golf course well enough to win.
But think this would be a course that would set up for his game better than
it does.
Most?
Because it does,
of the way,
yes.
I mean, not just because of his distance. I mean, he's an awesome player. I mean, he's got skills in every arena. But this course may give him an advantage over some of those other guys, I think. As far as if he slips a little bit or has a bad day, there's a little bit of room between the fairways out there. I think he's got a chance if he can pull it together.
Let's talk about the golf course if we can at the start here. Then we'll get into some of the players who are in contention and those who missed the cut, which is incredible.
Yeah.
Players that missed the cut. But, you know, the golf course, so much scrutiny on the golf course, Erin Hills, because of the fescue and, you know, several players putting vines out there in videos. And Kevin Na, you know, had the one where he drops the ball in there and just complained, can we get a setup? So they cut down some of the fescue, the USGA. Yet the fairways are some of the widest that we've ever seen in the U.S. Open. Very generous fairways in the U.S. Open. And, you know, I think that's why we're seeing some of the scores that we're seeing. This is not typical U.S. Open scoring where, hey, they had tight fairways. And if you're in the rough, just I'm talking the regular rough, not the fescue, you had to basically chip back out. It was penal. Doesn't seem that penal at times. The greens and bunkering are the real challenges to protect par on this golf course, along with the length, which doesn't seem to be that huge of a factor.
Well, remember, the length is going to, in some sense, comparable to other U.S. Opens, look a little skewed because this is par 72, not par 70. So there's more par 5s. So I think in that sense, first of all, pros love par 5s because that's their scoring holes. So maybe that's you've got a couple extra 5s. That's maybe part of the piece, maybe why you're seeing a couple more birdies. But I agree with you, Kevin. Like, look what John Rahm did yesterday. He's grinding to try to see if he can maybe make the cut late, and he goes in one of those bunkers around the green, and then he essentially hits a shot. It flies right out, a shot that, like, I've hit, you know, just kind of doesn't even get higher than your head level, just flies right out. He gets mad about it. I think the areas around the green is going to be what determines maybe the champion here at the end, how they handle it, or do they just stay out of the trouble? Because you're right, the fairways are wider, and I think the distance, at least for this part, you know, other than Koepka, Brian Harman, Paul Casey, Tommy Fleetwood, these aren't guys that are bombers, we'd say.
Yeah, Harman actually, for a little guy, it's amazing how far that guy hits the golf ball. He's good.
I think around the greens
this year at Wells Fargo. Yeah. That's a good tournament.
I think around the greens is where it's going to determine our champ.
But what I like is every year the U.S. Open showcases a new facility. You know, and this is a new facility. It's a public facility. It's a different type of golf course. And I think they're starting to do the things better. You know, we're seeing low scores. I mean, it's fun to watch these guys hit these wild shots at the U.S. Open and make dull and hit it in the hay. But you're also seeing the leaders well under par through two rounds. You know, you're not seeing them above par or anything. Now, the wind really hasn't gotten up or anything like that, which I think is a good defense of the course. But they're making it so it's more, there are more birdies out there. You know, wider fairways. Even though the course is long, the ball goes so far, these guys hit it so far, there's going to be a million birdie chances. And you still get to see all the, I love the green surrounds. I love the bunkering. I love the natural look. I love all those things about this facility. And I do like that they're rotating. You know, what makes Masters great is we know the golf course or TPC. And what makes the U.S. Open great is we're going all over the country seeing all different golf courses. And it's not stupid penal right now.
Yeah, but I mean, I do like that, you know, we're focusing on these great facilities. But I don't know if they've got it right or not. They are the most criticized championship of the majors.
For sure.
I mean, there's just – and players aren't afraid to criticize.
For good reason.
USGA, the ruling last year at Oakmont, I mean, just, you know, as bizarre as that was, the setup at Whistling Straits. You know, it was,
Shinnecock.
You know, their TV partner. We can certainly criticize that, too. Although, Fox, I'm willing to work for you. But anyway, well, I just, you know, there's some things that, you know, I think all of us, you know, who watch golf all the time or work, and they should do this instead of that. But
well, people like their golf a certain way.
Yeah, it's done a certain way for a reason. The formula works. NBC and CBS and Golf Channel do it this way for a reason because it works. Even ABC, when they did golf, hey, this, you know, it's traditional. Do it this way. It's what people expect. Give them what you want. You go to McDonald's, I expect a hamburger and fries to taste a certain way. Give me what I expect. Boom, deliver. Don't change it on me. That's why I keep going there. But anyhow, the golf courses are fine moving them around, but not setting up the traditional way. Like, to me, the U.S. Open was always about the tee shot for me. Right? I mean, you've got to find the fairways. You know, here you have these giant fairways. You think they could have made them more narrow? Well, maybe it's not the same integrity of that golf course, but to me, that's the integrity of the U.S. Open.
I don't know if it's the integrity of the U.S. Open. It might be the brand of the U.S. Open.
All right,
I think part of that is the courses they played. You know, you played the tree-lined
Pinehurst,
Pinehurst, Oakmont, Congressional.
Oak Hill back in the day.
Oak Hill.
But Oakmont's not really tree-lined anymore anyways.
True, yeah.
They took somebody out. So it looks like, it looks like we're playing the Open Championship, you know, which they call the British Open now, because you have these open link-style looking golf course. It's a heartland golf course is what Aaron Hills has described at.
But they make these decisions from 30,000 feet from the USGA because they're trying to move this tournament around the country. They're trying to get new golfers. They're trying to introduce water conservation is a big thing with the USGA. So you're going to see less. You're not going to see plush green Augusta looking golf courses for the U.S. Open. It's just not going to happen. You're going to go to the West Coast because the TV's good. You know, all those things.
Yeah, Pebble Beach is a U.S. Open,
right?
Facility.
And that'll be in the road, I'm sure. But yeah. You know, but they're looking to build golf. They're looking to showcase what's great about golf, and I think they're doing a better job. I think they had that attitude for a while where we're going to punish these golfers. You're going to watch them make doubles. It's going to be slow grinding rounds where they're easing a little bit more into, let's let them make some birdies. Let's give our television entertainer, our fans and people watching to see great golf instead of watching guys putt for double bogey every third hole.
So I think that the USGA knows that they had that pressure coming in this week, Kevin, with the controversy of previous years, but highlighted, of course, last year by Dustin Johnson and their ruling that was wavering over the course of the final holes of the tournament. Was Dustin Johnson winning by two? Was he winning by one? Was he tied at one point? You know, are they going to penalize him? Are they not going to penalize him? I think that they realize, look, we have to have a controversy-free week, and I don't know if that had anything to do with them either making the fairways wider or doing what we thought was a reaction to a Kevin Na video of them cutting down some fescue here and there. But I just think that they want – look, their president last year misspoke, and she did a bad job of representing what they want the USGA to be about, and they obviously handled the rules very poorly, I think. Mike Davis and his course setup, I think over the last decade, if you take it as a blanket, I think is doing a better job. I like how there's variety. I like how there's some risk-reward. I like how one day the hole may play really long, and the next day it might be a drivable par four, how he moves the tee back and forth. So I think they're starting to get it, but I think that they are under a huge microscope. You're right. This tournament is under a lot of pressure every year for the course setup. Is it fair? Is it not fair? Is it tough? Is it the right amount of toughness? The players, of course, you're right. They are more vocal about this. Do you think they would say anything about this if Augusta National had a hole they thought was unfair? Absolutely not.
No.
They would fear the backlash. How dare you say anything bad about Augusta National?
Well, there's 50
this tournament is just like free, and you're not going to even see it at the Open Championship because it's supposed to be brutal weather there, and sometimes it is unfair with the wind. And I just, for whatever reason, partially, a lot of it is due to the USGA's own fault because they have at times taken some liberties, which I think they haven't, which allows players to go after them. So now it's just kind of like this open door, I think, all the time. Hey, something's not right. I'm a player. I'm going to say something because that's kind of the hip thing to do against the USGA.
But there's a change in attitude in the USGA and the PGA and everybody who's engaged in golf, and we're trying to make it more open, more inclusive, more universal. And so I think that's all part of that move that you talked about from going from those tree-lined fairways with the rough. You know, people, I can hit that shot. You know, people also want to say, hey, I can hit an 8-iron from 150 yards to a foot. You know, so I think there's a lot of that involved too. But I like the direction they're going, slowly but surely.
I do think it is great. And I'm not overusing that word. I mean it. I think it's great that they're holding the major championship at a public facility.
Agree.
I think that's fantastic.
I do too.
Because we watch it, you play. People want to go play it. You know, it's like winning the lottery or even hard. You know, play Augusta National. Sometimes, unless you want to call our buddy TJ Rule from Golf Away Tours to go play in Scotland at some of the championships, you know, hard to do sometimes. Unless, again, call TJ, by the way, at Golf Away Tours. So he'll set that up for you. But so you can go and play some of those, but, you know, there is a cost to it and such. PGA championships. I'm trying to think the Whistling Straits. Mm-hmm. It's a public facility. You can go play Whistling
You'll
Straits.
You'll see more public facilities.
Right. I think. Future. The USGA maybe has a responsibility because, right, they're supported by all the members. Like, you can join the USGA. So any golfer can join the USGA. They have a membership thing, right? So I think they have an obligation to their members to hold championships at courses that are accessible. And Erin Hills is accessible. It does look like a fantastic place to play golf. It doesn't look like a bad golf course to me. It just looks different. And it really started with Whistling Straits, although I say that, and then Shinnecock Hills, where it is next year, you know.
One of the hardest places in the world to get on, by the way.
Yeah, and one of the most difficult. You've been there, and to play golf there. I know a couple guys who play golf there, but, you know, well-heeled.
Yeah. Well, and the USGA has 50 million experts watching them. You know, everybody's a golfer, has their opinion of what it should be, and so many of your average everyday golfers are engaged with the USGA every day. You know, they're proud of their US. They get their gin handicap through the US. So everybody's engaged with them. So they're all eyes are on them, and it's a tough job to do to run a huge event like that and make every.
Well, you're not going to make everybody happy. No. I thought it was very interesting. You know, while we're talking about course setup and. Yeah, you know, people were criticizing. Players were criticizing Rory McIlroy. You know, stop criticizing. Yet he couldn't find a fairway to save his life. That was incredible how poorly not only he played, but Jason Day played, Dustin Johnson. I mean, he did 1, 2, and 3 in the world. Missed the cut.
And that's the first time in history, right, that's happened. Yeah, peculiar. I mean, how would you predict that? You know, it goes to the nature of golf, trying to get your arms around who's going to win and who can play well that week, and what little thing will turn to make a player have a great week.
Well, it seems peculiar, but when we take our forensic accounting of their scorecards, really just look at what they've done this spring, Dustin Johnson. Injury, you know, the fall to Masters. And
you might say he hasn't been the same.
He has not been the same. And they just had, you know, their second child, he and Paulina Gretzky. So that's certainly a factor. Roy McIlroy, the rib. And, you know, he's been distraught. He got married, which is great. And these are great events in their life. I mean,
but
anybody out there listening right now, I don't care if it's your job, right? I mean, it's a distraction, a good one, to be married and have a child. Those are great things in your life. So that certainly makes sense. Jason Day, same thing. He's had some injury issues, and he had a personal issue. His mother's battled with cancer. So, you know, people who want to criticize it, like, there are factors, outside factors. And as you know, and I'm sure you tell students, hey, and as we all know, hey, if things are out of balance in life or just other events going on, like, it affects you on the golf course.
Yeah, and I think in a way that it doesn't affect other sports, which are reactionary sports. You know, golf, there's so much time between shots. If you've got things going on off the golf course, if you'd rather be home with your children than on the golf course, you're not going to play well. I mean, everybody would rather be home with their children for the most part. But,
it depends.
I said for the most part, yeah. But all those things definitely affect, and how much practice time and how you're focused and if you're engaged in each shot. So all those things are certainly factors. But, but it is nice, on the counterpoint, it is nice to see a Brooks Koepka play. Watch a guy like that play golf for the next 36 holes and learn about his game and what made him a great player. So I'll enjoy it either way because it's a great golf tournament.
It is 7:21 here on the TD Green Golf Show. We're live at Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Thanks for being with us. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, the great general manager of Tantara, Scott Arnold, just walking by right now.
I think it's more of a strut. It's not strut. Really. He's not really walking.
It looked like a stroll to me. Like
stroll.
Kind of like
strutty stroll.
A proud man looking over his manicured lawn.
Yes. That's right.
Master of all I survey.
Scott, thanks for having us here this week. Appreciate it. Scott doing a great job here at Tantara. And, hey, while I've got it here, might as well mention it, that Tantara has a very cool event coming up to celebrate July 4th weekend. They're going to be hosting an Independence Day celebration on Monday, July 3rd with fireworks. Scott, are you actually setting off these fireworks yourself?
No,
okay. He says no.
Leave that to professionals. Everybody should leave that
That's
to
right.
professionals.
I live down the street, so I'm excited about it. I'll get to watch it. Don't make it too late, though. I go to bed a little early.
Fireworks? Yeah. You got to wait till it's dark, Jeff.
Oh, darn. I may not see them.
Bounce houses, food and beverages. And tickets are available, of course, for members, but they also welcome guests as well. You can check out all the details. Tantara GC for Tantara Golf Club. TantaraGC.com. MondayJulyFourth.com for details. Again, that's Monday, July 3rd. So maybe you might even have July 4th plans, but you're off on July 3rd. Something cool that you can check out here at Tantara. Again, TanteraGC.com for details on that on July 3rd.
Golf courses are great places to watch fireworks, by the way, because it's so spread out. There's grass everywhere. You get so many different vistas of it. Yeah, it's a neat place to watch some fireworks.
Exploding golf ball sales go up on July 4th, don't they?
I'm sure there's a spike. Yes.
There should be, right?
Yes.
You ever hit one of those?
The rest of the
anybody ever sneak one of those on the tee for you?
Who falls for that? Have you ever seen them? They don't look anything like a golf ball.
No, they
look like a piece of chalk down there.
One note before we get to our first break here in terms of the course setup that we mentioned and we're just debating here over the last 10 minutes or so. Do you expect that they will make it any sort of drastic change or make it tougher, or do you think that they like where it's at in thought that maybe the winner ends up being double-digit under par by the end of this tournament? Because they said it may rain at some point over the weekend there, which makes it softer.
I think they were expecting – I think one of the reasons why they cut down some fescue wasn't because Kevin Na. I think they're expecting more severe weather than they received.
Yeah.
And wind. And
rain.
And rain.
That
and,
could stick.
Yeah, that hadn't really happened during play. So, they may. One of the greens – I was listening to the coverage yesterday on PGA Tour Radio, and – early on, the green was at 13.5 on the stimp meter, one of the par threes. I forget which one it was. I mean, 13.5 on the stimp meter. Think about that for a second. That is rapid.
Yeah, we have them at 12.5 at the par
right.
club, and it's a little it's the best stuff in the world to putt on. But I do think just the nature of the golf course throughout the week and the tournament play that it will get a little tougher. They won't be in there to cut the rough. The course gets a little more worn out from all the traffic and everything else. But I don't think they care if the scores go really low. I think they want an entertaining tournament and a well-run tournament, and that's all they care about.
Nobody,
at this point.
The players aren't complaining.
No.
Right now, for the most part. They're complaining
Casey, Brian Harman, Tommy Fleetwood, and Brooks Koepka. They are not complaining.
But even a guy like Billy Horschel tweeted out, you know, he missed the cut, didn't play well, and he said, you know what, a great golf course, great setup, wish I had two more rounds. So, you know, players are going out of their way to say, you know what, the course is fine.
Oh, and we're a long way from identifying who's going to win this tournament yet, too.
Right.
So now we're just getting to the weekend, and there's a lot of people close. So
when we come back, we'll talk about the history that Jeff mentioned, the top three in the world missing the cut, Day, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy. And if you maybe were not on Twitter late last night, Kevin, Jeff. Did you see Steve Elkington go hard at Rory McIlroy and then McIlroy fire back?
Oh, I did not.
So
see
much
this.
Better.
Oh, yeah.
About McIlroy missing the cut. We'll tell you all about it. Essentially, Elkington is saying, Rory, I'll paraphrase it.
Tell
and then
us when
we'll
we
go,
come back.
We'll go into the details. He's saying Rory is only about the money.
Okay.
So we'll get into all that coming up here as we roll on our special two-hour edition of Tee to Green here for U.S. Open Week. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers listening out there. We appreciate you listening to us here. We're live at the beautiful Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Back with more in a moment with Kevin Sylvester and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colziel here on WGR. Nate has the younger, cooler crowd. Nate says he's taking Jason Day.
Once again, Nate, not too good.
That was last week. One of our great producers for the show, Nate Geary, who I think in shame took this week off. That's why we have the wonderful Derek Kramer back in studio for that pick of Jason Day. Jeff, alertly, you responded instantly by saying, bad pick.
Well.
You knew, apparently, that Jason Day was going to... hold on here. Let me scroll the way down to plus 10 missing the cut.
I also knew that Jon Rahm would miss the cut, yes. So.
Well, you took Rahm.
Brilliance.
You're right.
Brilliance, yes.
I may pick Day in a different pool.
Yeah. May have.
May have. Yeah.
Hey, Derek,
I also took Siwoo Kim.
Make sure you queue up the spot where I took Brooks Koepka for another break here.
I took Justin Rose in the same pool, too. I'm surprised.
Who missed it by one.
You know, he's got some back issues, too.
Does he?
Man.
Yeah, let's talk about all these guys that have missed the cut here. By the way, welcome back. Tee to Green, live at Tantara here in North Tonawanda. Beautiful day. Happy Father's Day weekend, everyone. And our presenting sponsors of the show with the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs where we are today, Tantara, along with Fox Valley and Briarwood. Still to come, our Western New York PGA tip of the week. our Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf check of the U.S. Open full leaderboard. Our Champions Tour report brought to you by Absolute Care. We'll check on what some of the Champions Tour players are doing here at this week's U.S. Open with no Champions Tour event this week. And we've got lots of guests coming up. 7:45, Kevin Hostetter from Woods to Wedges. 8:15, Steve Beattie from Custom Turf. And 8:30, Kevin Sandage. Sandvage from the Lecom Health Challenge from the Wed.com Tour event down at Peak and Peak. So a lot of good
stuff here coming up.
Steve
Beattie is not Warren Beatty's brother.
No.
I just wanted to dispel
you
that.
You asked him that?
I did ask him that, yes.
I met him, so I never really thought that. So
his tan wasn't as impressive?
No, the flow. He didn't have the flow.
By the way, you want to not only go to CustomTurf.com, and he's going to join us later, but if you're ever at Eastern Hills Mall over by the food court, they got a great display over there, the cool stuff that they do.
Absolutely. All right, guys that have missed the cut, here are some of the names, but I wouldn't say necessarily like, holy cow, what happened here? Rose misses it by one. He was a pick that, you know, I would have thought maybe coming in would have contended. He putts great. He grinds. He seems like a guy that's not fazed by the pressure.
Just missed one of the Masters.
Yeah.
Right?
He just did. Adam Scott misses the cut along with Henrik Stenson. They both missed it by two shots at plus three.
Stenson's been battling injury stuff too. So,
Bubba Watson plus four. He's had really, really bad, disappointing year.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if that ball, you know, he switched balls, and then, I don't know.
Do you think the fact so I was having this conversation this week about Bubba Watson. Do you think of the fact that he physically has undergone such a change in terms of he's lost quite a bit of weight? In some sense, does that change your swing at all when you have weight change?
Well, good or bad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It definitely does, and I can't see how it'd be bad.
That's why I'm staying my same
size.
Yeah.
Kevin says I am not going to vary.
I'm comfortable with my golf swing right now. Where I'm at.
I'm putting health risk over my golf game.
That's right.
Nothing
there. You think?
I think it can only help. I don't think that's a negative in any way. You always feel better. Your body moves better. You know, get in the gym with those TPI guys. All that stuff. You're just going to be better for it. I can't see how it would hurt. I think you could overdo it. You know, and you feel bad, and you're hitting the gym too hard, and you're fatigued on the golf course if you're not managing it properly. But he's a professional athlete. He should be able to handle it.
He's a hands player.
Yep.
Right. And the timing of it, if it's just off, it's right. I mean, Bubba was all or nothing. When he's winning, he's an all or nothing guy, and it's off. Something's off.
Well, he definitely has an unorthodox move at it that does require a tremendous. It's hands, it's timing, but it's also a ton of confidence. So I think a player like him, if he loses confidence, there's a little twitch at the bottom then. Instead of committing to the shot completely and hitting a brilliant shot, you know, it's going to go way offline because of his mechanics. And once that slips, it could be one swing, one shot that you start to get it back, but it also could take a long, long time.
His putting hasn't been great this year, too. I mean, if you really want to look at stuff, putting is so crucial, obviously, but and the reason I say that, I watched him work on 10 footers for about an hour on this drill at the match play on the putting green, and I had him in a match. I forget whom he beat, but he won the match, and he made probably six putts within that range that were not gimmies and were just outside of like, I'm surely making this. And he made him, and I remember interviewing him after the round, and he said, I brought up the work in the putting green. I said, that drill you're doing yesterday. He's like, yeah, that really, really paid off today. I really have been rolling it well, something I had not been doing this year. So, and Jordan Spieth, the same thing, by the way.
He was his best putter in the world, yeah.
Yeah, was number two. He's dropped to like 50th, which still pretty good, but that's not Jordan Spieth's norm.
But that's, if that's a shot or a shot and a half around over 4 days, you're starting to, now you got something.
Yeah. And Spieth's, it's an alignment issue. He's acknowledged that he's had an alignment issue with his putter.
And that's typical. You know, we talk about stats. I think the stats are that six-footers, 50% are made by tour players. So right around 6 feet is where the drop-off
think
is.
Think about that.
Right.
That's amazing.
So
expectations
on putting are often unrealistic, even if you're a great putter. You know, it's more about speed and all that. But when you're watching the PGA Tour players win, they're putting amazing that week. And that's the difference, and that's why Jordan Spieth was able to be great for a while. And that's why when you see these stats when guys are winning events, they're 9 for 10 from inside 10 feet this week and stuff like that. Where that's above the norm, and that's why they're 3 shots ahead of everybody. So that's the difference between playing great and all these players. Adam Scott, is there a better swing in the world?
Right.
I don't think so. You know, so there's the scoring.
I always look at two stats when putting comes in preparation when you're going out Saturday, Sunday with leading groups for the radio, because you know we do a lot of prep going out there, so we can reference. Oh, yeah, he just made a 25-footer. Matter of fact, this week he's made 280 feet of putts.
Yeah.
You know, the length in putts made and the number of putts, obviously. If there are shorter distance putts made with more putts, obviously he's not putting well. Yeah. But, you know, if there's a longer distance, like, wow, he is rolling it great. Ball striking, you know, factors in your distance, you know, proximity to the
how
hole.
How many greens you're hitting.
Yeah, all these things go into it, but... Yeah, the putting is where it's at, for sure.
Well, they all strike it great out there, every single one of them.
That's right. Other guys that have missed the cut, McIlroy, we'll get to him and his Twitter battle with Steve Elkington here in a moment. Dustin Johnson, the defending champion, we mentioned him earlier, +4. He does not play the weekend. A previous U.S. Open champion, not a surprise, but Angel Cabrera. I want to mention some former Open champions.
He'll be playing down at Pekin Peak.
He's going to be. Yes, that's right.
Angel Cabrera.
Get him in the pro-am.
Other big names to miss the cut here. We go down to +10. Jason Day, Billy Horschel, a recent winner on tour, +13. Danny Willett, the former Masters champion of 2 years ago, struggled in his opening round, then withdrew. He said he had a back injury. So that's why you see him listed last on the leaderboard right now. John Rahm, surprising that he misses the cut as well, I would say. But let's get to McIlroy. A +5. Ends up missing the cut, shoots 78-71. So the first round really does him in, the 71 under par. He'll take it. He almost actually aced his final hole. He played the ninth hole last yesterday and put it, less than a foot. But this morning, of course, we get good stuff on Twitter, as always, from Steve Elkington and Rory McIlroy, who's also very active on Twitter. Elkington, in response to McIlroy missing the cut here, is a good exchange of tweets here, so stay with me. Elkington says, to kind of start the whole thing off, Rory is so bored playing golf. Without Tiger, the threshold is probably 4 majors with $100 million in the bank. McIlroy immediately responds, puts a picture from his Wikipedia page showing all the majors he's won, all the tournaments and achievements and awards, players of the years, all these sort of
already.
Things. Right. And Rory responds and says, more like $200 million. Not not bad for a, quote, bored 28-year-old. And plenty of more where that came from. Okay. And then, of course, there's thousands of, you know, the gifts out there with people sending pictures saying, oh, Rory just burned Elkington and all that sort of stuff. So then...
But that's what you like about Rory. That's why he's going to be good. That's a great attitude.
More, Elkington says, knew you were a money guy. Spelled new wrong, by the way.
Right.
Jack won 18 and never mentioned his total cash. It was $5 million. Well, McIlroy then responds to that and talking about that's why Jack designed 100 golf courses. And it's new, by the way, with a K. Must have not taught grammar in the 50s. Elkington responds, you're right. You're the $2 million guy. And, $200 million guy. So it keeps going and going. ESPN's Twitter handle jumps in. Other players are jumping in. But the Twitter world is having fun with it this morning. There's a couple more exchanges with Elkington with some other responses to it. But the crux of it there is, Jeff, that Elkington essentially saying Rory's bored. He's in it for the money. He's not motivated. Tiger's not there to push him. What do you make of it?
Who trolls out a tweet like that at Rory McIlroy? I mean, like the point, he is only 28 years old still, and he hasn't been good the last few majors. He's struggled a bit, but... You know, there's still all the skill in the world there, and he's so very young. I would I don't know.
Elkington obviously does not follow the PGA Tour because Rory McIlroy was the FedEx Cup champion
last year.
Yes. He had this great run in August and September.
Yep.
And was playing incredible golf. Board players,
by the way,
don't do that.
He played amazing at the Ryder Cup, let's not forget, even though Europe lost.
Yeah, correct.
Yes.
Great point. Yes.
And when he gets hot.
By the way, how much money did he make in that event?
Well, they get money for charity.
Correct.
For their foundation.
But that's not even a paying event.
I don't know if you've had a chance to interview Rory McIlroy. Well, at the PGA
at
Media.
At the PGA Media Day at Oak Hill in 2013.
All right, how do you think he came across at the PGA?
Wonderful. You were there too,
I was there,
right?
For all that. Yeah, all the press guy. He handles him. He comports himself like a complete gentleman every time, and he's great.
Yeah, all right.
He's great. He's great.
He's the same way off mic.
Is he?
The same way.
Married a Rochester girl.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I don't have a bad thing to say about Rory McIlroy.
Well,
I'll even go further. At Bethpage Black last year, after a round, and he didn't play that well. It was the first playoff event in one of the rounds. He and his fiance were right by the putting green near the public, and they probably spent 20 minutes talking to a canine officer about the dog, about his dog, and were just hanging out with this guy, talking to dog, and he even asked some about, hey, did you see this dog? This is a cool dog. I'm like, this guy is a good egg, man. He really is. So for Elkington to throw shade at him and criticize him on that because he missed the cut coming off a rib injury, is anybody who's had a rib injury, you know, it's very painful.
And
I think that's ridiculous.
And by the way, it was McIlroy this week who actually came to the defense of the USGA. Yeah. We said, remember, they're cutting back all the fescue, and Roy says, hey, like,
Hit it better.
You know, this is the tournament for the top 100 of the world. If you can't hit the fairway, well, you don't deserve to win this week, essentially.
Well, Elkington's got to keep himself relevant by being controversial. That's his deal.
I agree.
And so he's trying to do that by attacking Rory McIlroy.
And if all players are firing on all cylinders, who's beating Rory? Jason Day, Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy gets going. He can't be beat.
No, I would still say if you took everybody. Maybe I'll throw Dustin Johnson in there as a 1A, 1B.
True.
If you said who's playing their A-plus golf, I'm probably taking McIlroy first. Maybe him and Dustin Johnson at the top.
Well, they all say about Rory McIlroy, it's his ball striking. He's one of the best drivers of the golf ball.
He's insane.
Wasn't this
watch.
Week. He's not a very good putter. Like, he's an average putter.
But when he
for
gets hot.
For tour professionals. When he's hot, and he got hot at the end of the year with the putter, you know, he won the FedEx Cup Championship. But they all say his ball striking so good that it makes up for being an average putter. Where Jordan Spieth is a great putter.
One of the coolest things I've ever seen or watched is Rory McIlroy driving the golf ball. I've seen a lot of stuff. When he lets a driver rip, that is pretty cool.
Cool. I remember just the only interaction on a golf course I had with McIlroy was actually at that media day. My group happened to be on one when Rory was on 14. And, of course, there's people following him and cameras and everything. And his gesture to us was he said he wanted us to hit tee off first. He wanted to watch us. And I was like, oh, my God. So McIlroy saw me actually tee off at one on Oak Hill.
But no pressure.
Then we all stayed because we wanted to see. Because 14, for those that don't know it, Oak Hill is a possible drivable hole. And he was going to take a couple swings at it. And we wanted to see if he was going to get it up there. And one of them, I think, did get up there. But, yeah, I have had no interaction. Kevin, I know you recently, of course, have had quite a bit of interaction with tour players, and I don't really think anybody has negative things to say about McIlroy. The only thing sometimes is he's in his press conferences or interviews, he might speak the truth more than maybe some people are, quote, comfortable with.
Right.
Like when he talked about the Olympics and things like that, and I think he softened his stance on that a little bit. He congratulated Justin Rose, and at the end, I think, realized maybe I should have been there, and that could have been just some of the scare going on with what was going on in Rio than it was maybe just his total stance on the playing in the Olympics.
And that's
as a
team decision. That's not just his decision. That's made with his, you know, his agents and his everybody.
You know, good on him for firing back.
Yes.
Yeah. That made it fun. Yeah.
It did.
Plus he did a great job firing back. Yes.
He did do a great job.
Absolutely. Tita Green live here at Tantara in North Tonawanda. When we come back, Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Are your clubs properly fitted, and do you have the right shaft on the club? If you want to know details about that, we're going to have that coming up. And don't forget, we're with you till 9. So a lot more U.S. Open talk and insight as we roll on here from Tantera with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening to Tee to Green. Hope you're having a great Father's Day weekend, too, to all the dads out there. We'll be back with more in a moment on WGR.
I'm going to go a little off the board. A name that we'll recognize, but maybe not a big name. I'm going to go with Brooks Koepka this week.
747, welcome back to Tee to Green. Yes, that was my pick from last week. And that was your reaction to it, Jeff. Yeah. Hey, listen, because we do these picks all the time and because pretty much we're wrong all the time,
has anybody ever gotten one right?
Whoa. I've gotten at least two right.
Well, remember Jeff back in the day took Tiger every major, so that really wasn't fair.
Right.
I picked the TPC the one year. I can't remember. I won so many times.
You've been right so many times.
Why would I cattle? You know, it's just, I'll win again. I'm not worried.
That's right. Listen, Koepka, though, was off the board.
It was. Right. I will give you credit.
Yeah, it was now, off the board,
and
yes.
As.
He's also halfway there.
As you both astutely reminded me, it's only halfway home.
Yes.
Well, I have to. Look,
he's Bon Jovi right now.
Next week, when Koepka finishes tied for 42nd, we're going to forget about that soundbite, but I had to play it now.
Right.
You got to play it now.
Well, you made him cut it up for you. Jeez, the emails were a little rude.
No, that was Derek being a good producer. That wasn't me threatening him. Derek, please cut that up. Remember? You're like, I don't remember he was saying that, Brian. I'm like, well, let's re-record it quick. Remember?
In the 38th minute.
That's right. I remember 38th minute, 5 seconds in. Mm-hmm. That's right.
There's anyway. Only a couple guys in the top 10 I trust.
That's right. Let's save that. We haven't even mentioned a lot about Ricky Fowler.
No. Yeah.
So I definitely want to do that because I think that'd be an incredible story. But back here at Tee to Green, live at Tantera, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Let's bring in Kevin Hofstetter, one of our presenting sponsors from Woods to Wedges. Great place to go inside the Whirly Golf Dome for all your club care. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
By the way, Kevin's a guy I trust.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, you should trust him with your golf club. So,
no
Kev,
doubt.
I got a question for you. You know, a lot of people watch golf and they're looking at all the equipment and stuff like that because they all want to hit the stuff that the tour players are hitting. When you watch golf, what do you look at? What are you going to look for? Do you look at the heads, the brand, the what? What are you looking? What are you watching for when you watch golf?
Yeah, I like to watch to see what my customers are going to be coming in asking for. So, you know, like the way. When the Masters, we certainly had a lot of those Spider Tour putters going out the door. In fact, they were back ordered for about 2 months after that. So whatever wins on Sunday, we're going to get a big demand for on Monday for sure.
Yeah, I think that's really something that, you know, whether or not people agree with the actual company, the brand, the label, whatever. You know, when Tiger was winning, people wanted to play what he was hitting off the tee, and
well, still they didn't sell Nike clubs, but I digress.
But people did. But people wanted to play it, whether they did or not.
Yeah,
I think
that's true.
I think that they wanted to be associated. Well, maybe they sold more shirts because of it too.
Yeah.
But
no, they sold a lot of clubs and drivers. I'm sure they just aren't as good as the other ones.
True,
that's true. But so, Kevin, the impact maybe from someone like you who's in the golf equipment business, how big of an impact is it? Let's just say. If a certain player wins, depending upon what kind of clubs they're playing?
Yes, certainly. I think the companies are smart, and all that money they're paying these players, it certainly influences what people are looking to buy, rightly or wrongly. I think the important thing is that each one of those players has been fit for the clubs that they play, been dialed in with the right heads, lofts, shafts, and just because that works for them doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for the player that comes in to see us. So we really want to customize the equipment. There's a lot of great equipment, a lot of good companies, more choices than ever, tons of shafts. And so we want to fit the player that is in front of us on our TrackMan launch monitor. We can dial in the right head, the right loft, the right shaft so that they can optimize their game. Not necessarily who has the coolest commercial or who wins on Sunday.
Kevin, I want to ask you about shaft and the driver because this is the second time it's really come up, but it's on the U.S. Open stage, so maybe even more people will ask you about this. Length of shaft, because Ricky Fowler has, you know, gone to a shorter length shaft and he's finding more fairways with that. more control. What do you have to say about length of shaft, and if you had people coming and ask you about that?
Yes, I think more people now than ever. I mean, typically, the one thing that people, golfers, will ask about is flex of the shaft. And while that's certainly a part of it, it's not as maybe as important as the weight or length of the shaft. And those are things that probably have the biggest influence over your dispersion, your distance, your control. So when we're fitting drivers in our studio at our TrackMan, we're looking not only for which driver is going the furthest, which might be the customer's first thought, but which one's going the most consistent and straightest, because even though we might not be playing U.S. Open-style rough, we certainly want to keep it in the short grass. So that's the primary concern.
Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome with us here on Tee to Green, along with Brian Colesio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas. We appreciate you being with us here today. So having that right shaft, even whether it's your driver or your irons, Kevin, I mean, just can we just talk a little bit more about the importance of that? I think that that's something maybe people overlook, and how much value do you really put on something like that, having the right shaft for the clubs that you own?
Sure. One of the advantages we have in our fitting studio with the Wedges is we have over 10,000 shafts and head combinations. We literally have hundreds of shafts for drivers and irons. And it allows us to provide a little bit more of a complete, precise fit than maybe some place where you just have a few shaft options, a few stock shafts, three or four, typically in a company's fitting turf, maybe up to a dozen. But we have literally hundreds of shafts. Our unique system allows us to put any shaft in any head with a unique adapter. It allows us to try lots of different combinations so we can really dial it in for the player. And it does have a big influence. We can take the same head and put you in a 70-gram extra stiff shaft versus a 50-gram lighter shaft, and you'll see a huge improvement in dispersion and accuracy once you fit the player to the right weight and flex for them.
By the way, those new wedges I got are awesome, Kev. So thanks for helping me pick the right ones.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear.
Hey, before we let Kevin go here, it's Father's Day weekend. We're going to do a giveaway, but because it's Father's Day weekend, we are looking for that extra special father, or I guess anyone listening here. It doesn't have to be just a father.
Yeah, we don't want any bad dads.
That's right.
There. Only
That's
good
right.
dads.
We are going to have we periodically throughout the year have great giveaways thanks to our friends at Woods to Wedges and Kevin Hofstetter. We have a double prize right now for Woods to Wedges. First, you're going to get a fitting on the track, man. Which, Kevin, I know we've done. Jeff, you've done. It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
if you've never done it and you get to see all the data.
Yep. For the engineer types out there,
right.
They're going to go crazy.
Yeah, and this is great, too, for the guy maybe got a new driver, right. You know, recently, doesn't have it adjusted right, you know, doesn't know what he's doing. Yep. Like, they'll do this. They will hone it in for you.
And, Kevin, a bonus, a free 40-minute golf lesson as well at Woods to Wedges.
Some dad's going to be happy.
You know, do the lesson first, then the TrackMan fitting second. Right? Would you recommend that, Mr. Hofstetter?
What's the order we want to do it in?
That makes our job even easier if you can I think that's the right way to do it. Get your swing kind of honed in, and then we'll go ahead and fit it.
All right, so double prize here from Woods to Wedges. TrackMan fitting, 40-minute golf lesson at Woods to Wedges. And we'll give it to the fifth caller at 803-0550. Derek Kramer back in our studio will get your information. Fifth caller, 803-0550. TrackMan fitting and a 40-minute golf lesson from our friends at Woods to Wedges. That'll make a great Father's Day gift for someone if you're looking for that. So, Kevin, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to you. And keep doing the great stuff over at Woods to Wedges.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot. Have a great one.
All right, Kev. See you.
All right. Good place to go, no doubt about it. That TrackMan data, seeing that when I did that a few years ago with you guys and then did it again recently, like, I just love seeing the launch angle, the path, and Kevin's got, you know, a million different shaft club head sort of possibilities of, hey, let's interchange this. Let's try it with this shaft and see. Oh, look at the number changed a little here.
Like, shaft is always going to be more important than the head. You know, what happens is we do a ton of fitting. I do a ton of fitting. People always go, I hit a 9.5 driver. Well, that means nothing. There's the vendors measure them differently. If the face is closed 2 degrees, it adds 2 degrees of effective loft. You really manipulate the ball flight with the shaft. And the things are important that people don't think of, especially with the driver, is like how your golf ball comes out of the air. You know, as it comes straight down, you want to have it land at about a 35 degree angle so you get the most carry, the most roll. You know, you may welcome to the world, extra stiff shaft. Just because you hit it hard, it's also how you load the shaft, how you, you know, there's a million different variables when you're fitting. So if you don't know what you're doing, you definitely want to have a professional do it.
Yep. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom fitting, personal service at off-the-rack prices. We encourage you to do so there. We'll tell you who our winner is when we come back. Again, fifth caller. It's probably done by now, I would guess.
Yeah.
That didn't last long.
That's right.
The phone lines are ringing, dude.
That's right. So Derek will get us that information. And don't go anywhere. We got another hour coming up here on Tee to Green Live at Tantera. And I think by far there's hands down no argument that the best story for golf – and us here at TD Green, is if Ricky Fowler wins. We'll see if Kevin and Jeff agree when we come back. More U.S. Open talk. And coming up in the next hour, we'll talk about the Web.com event. And we'll also give you a little information on custom turf. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week.
I already disagree, and I'll tell you why when we
come back. Oh, jeez.
What a radio professional.
Hour 2, U.S. Open edition here on Father's Day weekend from Tantera of TD Green on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.